You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Easiest way to write to us, I think, probably send us a Facebook message.
Sure, man. Just go to Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Not Don and Jerry. Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. We're there.
That's what Amber did. She goes, hello, boys. She gave us two Z's.
Hey, Amber. With two R's.
She said, can I get your opinions about something involving my brother? Well, absolutely.
Sure, we'll be nosy.
She said he's been seeing a woman for almost 4 years, and about a month ago, he proposed to her.
Oh, that's adorable.
And she said no.
That's not good.
The thing is, Amber writes, he also proposed about 2 years before that, and she said no then, too. So that's twice she has turned him down. And she's not saying, I'm just not ready. She just says no. She just doesn't want to marry him. But she seems perfectly happy being in this relationship with him. I know my brother really wants to get married, and he's not getting any younger. He's 36 and a really sweet, great guy. His girlfriend is 34. And other than breaking my brother's heart, I really like her. Amber says, I want to urge him to move on, get on with his life, find someone who wants to marry him. But he's smitten with her and tells me, quote, I think one day she'll say yes. Amber writes, but what if another 4 years goes by and she still doesn't want to marry him and then he's wasted 8 years of his life? What do my boys think? I value your opinion and your show makes me laugh every day. Thank you for the great show. Well, Amber, thank you for those nice words.
Thanks for writing in.
Kind words. So he's proposed twice.
He's in love.
Both times he's gotten shot down.
Oh, he's so in love.
He tells his sister, I think one day she'll say yes.
He's a hopeless romantic. He's holding out. He loves her. Does it say how long they've actually been together?
4 years.
4 years. Wow, that is a long time. So, well, this girlfriend obviously likes him. It's been 4 years.
And she likes being in this relationship with him.
Then just keep trucking, man. Just keep going. Why do you want to throw that 4 years away and move on?
Because he wants to be married.
Yeah, but he's still with her. He just doesn't have the certificate.
Oh, you're using one of those arguments.
Yeah,
why didn't you and Nicole just live together then?
Because we both wanted to get married. Hmm. Yeah, we wanted their certificate and the tax benefits. but I mean, who's to say that she, you know, her line of waste another 8 years, or whatever, he could get out into the dating world and completely waste another 8 years to 10 years not finding anybody, dating horrible people. Why not stick it out with somebody he loves still for the next 8 years?
I'll tell you why. And I know this from a pretty good friend of mine who did this. No.
Okay.
Same situation, too, in that it was a guy who wanted to get married and not the woman. And she, same thing, she liked him. And they dated for, I don't think, 3 or 4 years. And he kept saying, I'm going to propose. She's like, I'm not ready. I don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. So he waited and waited and waited. They were together 7 years. Hmm. And while he waited for her to be ready, and after 7 years, she was like, found someone else, and she moved on.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Well, yeah. You don't know that that's what's going to happen.
No, I certainly don't. I'm just saying.
She could, in 2 more years, be like, you know what? You have worn me down like the Grand Canyon. Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Let's put a ring on it.
Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, boy.
So what do you think? Should he stick it out? Should he run? What should he do?
Well, my first gut is he should just leave, because I was in the same situation, but I was the girl that was saying no. And, you know, he was a wonderful person. He was really nice, that wonderful, great guy. And I was older. I mean, I was in my 40s when this took place. It's not this young thing. But there just wasn't something there that I could connect with enough to say, yeah, I want to marry this guy and stay with him the rest of my life.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Did you continue to date him?
No, I mean, we broke up because he asked, and I said no for the second time. And then, you know, we went our separate ways, and I'm not angry at him, but he's really angry at me. And I turned around about 5 months later, found this wonderful man. He asked me to marry him less than a year after we were dating, and I said yes. So there was that certain something. I don't know, like I was telling the screener, if it was a rebound effect, maybe, because I was married 25 years prior to him.
Yeah.
But I would run. I would run.
Don't do it, huh?
If someone after 4 years and 2 proposals says no, then...
I wonder if she just needs to get back out into the dating game a little bit and then maybe just realize what she has, maybe, and then she'll come back.
I think that has a lot to do with it, because to this very day, I don't regret any of my choices. Yeah. But I do say what the last person said in his email. Wow, what a wonderful person he was. But I'm with a great person now, so yeah. I don't regret it. But I do have hindsight.
I do feel kind of bad for that guy that you were dating, and you were like, no, no, no. And then you turned around and 5 months later got married to somebody else.
I know.
I do feel
about 10 months later, but yeah.
Okay, well, 10 months later. Okay. I do feel a little bad for that other dude, Tracy.
It was 300 days.
And he's sitting there like, what the heck?
What the hell? No, I know. I get it. It's mean. It's bad.
No. That's all right. You were in love.
No.
You're fine.
I've got your back on this, Tracy.
I'm in love. I think I was just content.
You're fine. How long have you been married now? Now then,
just 3 years.
3 years. So it seems to be sticking.
And there are relationships that you can be in that are comfortable, and so you're a little afraid to move on, but you know it won't go a lot farther. And so it almost feels like you don't want to break up because there's nothing wrong with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy you're talking about, the first guy, there's nothing wrong with him. But
yes, there is nothing wrong.
There was
with
just
them.
That one little component, and sometimes you can't even explain in words what it is, right?
Yeah.
No.
Did you have Did you have your eye on your current husband while you were still with this other guy?
Ooh, no.
No. Okay, I was just curious. To, you know.
Did you say ooh?
No. Ooh, no.
No, I would never do that.
So you broke up and then met the new guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's 100% cut.
Cut. Cut and run.
Well,
like a fart in the office, right?
Well,
don't do that. So that's my opinion. He should just move on.
Yeah,
Tracy, we
I like that.
It's gonna hurt and suck.
Yeah, but you know what? He might move on, and then you know, I just mentioned that maybe she should move on, but maybe he should move on for a couple months, and then she'll be like, "Man, I had a great guy."
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm gonna come
happen.
Back to him. So that's.
I think that's how humans think, though. I mean, we just don't know what we have until it's gone, and then we go, "Oh my gosh, what
so
am I
true.
Doing?"
Yeah, that's
completely
good.
True.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Glad you called us. You have a great day. Okay.
Bye, Tracy.
You too. Thank you.
And
bye.
Congratulations on your newfound love. I think that it's pretty unanimous. We've been looking at all the stuff off the air, too, that it's probably best for him to move on.
Multiple messages rolling in on Facebook. That's how everybody's reaching out today. Move on, move on, move on. She's not worth it. Yada, yada. Basically, all saying the same
thing. And it's not knocking her. And like even Amber's note, she goes, I really like her a lot, but if it's just not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
She really loves you, dude. She would have said yes by now.